Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
Les Miserables is an astounding movie, rivaling the best movie musicals ever. Les Miserables director Tom Hooper doesn't flinch from direct-to-audience singing by the actors. There is scant spoken dialogue. Les Miserables will receive multiple Oscar nominations when the Academy Award nominations are announced Thursday, including Hugh Jackman as Jean Valjean, Anne Hathaway as Fantine, and I hope Amanda Seyfried as Cosette. Director Hooper keeps the camera and actors moving as they sing with what would seem to be incredibly complicated and choreographed performances in lieu of dancing, and cinematography that is fluid, seamless, and flawless. The focus is up close and personal on the actors. Hooper, using a combination of telephoto and fisheye lenses with frequent handheld camera work, is not afraid to frame what are known as head and shoulder shots as the actors sing. Moviegoers will feel as though they have front row seats at a stage musical. The musical is based on the 1862 Victor Hugo novel set in 19th century France that tells the tale of Jean Valjean, a peasant who has served 19 years in prison for stealing a loaf of bread. He breaks parole, becomes a successful factory owner, but is pursued by Inspector Javert. Hugh Jackman is clear-eyed, committed, and sensitive as the righteous, but not self-righteous, Jean Valjean. His singing is expressive and powerful in Bring Him Home. Anne Hathaway is fragile, feisty, and resigned as the tragic Fantine, who must abandon her young daughter Cosette, an excellent Isabelle Allen. Hathaway is phenomenal on I Dreamed a Dream. Russell Crowe is convincingly dislikable as the gruff, brute Inspector Javert. His singing is more spoken sung and is effective. Amanda Seyfried is a revelation with her big, wide eyes as the gentle, sad Cosette. She was to the role born. Seyfried's soprano is angelic, no more so than in A Heart Full of Love. Helena Bonham Carter and Sacha Baron Cohen are a hoot as the Fendiers, the tavern owners, with their master of the house and effective showstopper. The casting of Eddie Redmayne as Marius would perhaps be my only quibble. While his singing is wonderful, especially in Empty Chairs at Empty Tables, I didn't sense a compelling chemistry between Redmayne and Seyfried. Samantha Barks as Eponine is convincing and a wonderful vocalist. There are many fine actors, too numerous to mention, in supporting roles. What's most surprising, perhaps, is that Les Miserables is one of those rare big-budget Hollywood movies that doesn't back down in its faith affirmation. Hooper, the cast, and Les Miserables don't take the easy way out. They forgive, and you won't forget Les Miserables. Les Miserables is rated PG-13 for suggestive and sexual material, violence, and thematic elements. At the box office January 4, Texas Chainsaw 3D was a surprise number one opening. Django Unchained continued at number two. The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey, went from number one after 3 weeks to number three. Les Miserables, which opened at number three, dropped to number four. Opening January 11 is Gangster Squad. It's a fictional take on the Los Angeles Police Department's attempt to keep East Coast crime bosses out of the city during the 1940s and 50s. Sean Penn, Ryan Gosling, Emma Stone, and Giovanni Ribisi star in the action crime drama. Haunted House. Marlon Wayans stars in the comedy about a couple's haunted dream house. Quartet. In his feature film directorial debut, Dustin Hoffman directs a comedy drama starring Maggie Smith, Michael Gambon, and Tom Courtney as residents in a home for retired musicians. Storage 24, a crashed military plane scatters classified documents across London when some people become locked in a storage facility in the science fiction horror film. Struck by Lightning, a young man recounts his life. Chris Colfer and Rebel Wilson star in the comedy drama. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.